Well, apparently the hottest duo in music is not Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's not, Timberlake and, Taylor Swift, if they want to do something together. It is, apparently, Post Malone and Elmo.
What?
Yeah, apparently they did something together, and people are raving about how good it is. And we're going to get a clip for you here in a second. Katie, load it right here. Yeah, here it is. Post Malone with Elmo.
Jimmy Street to help us clean up our home. Post Malone?
Hey there, Elmo. Abby, how we doing?
Thank you so much for coming to Sesame Street to help us clean up our home.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to do it.
You know, Elmo thinks that maybe a little help is all it takes to make our street a better place.
A little help, a little help, a little help is all it takes to make our street a better place. A little help, a little help.
It's a banger.
Wow, sounds good.
I know.
They're cleaning up the street.
Really good.
I mean, talk about not phoning it in for like a little skit thing on Sesame Street.
Which, by the way, the full episode coming on Monday, August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it, and I got to tell you, Post Malone is terrifying.
What? He looks dirty.
It is. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
He could replace Oscar the Grouch.
When yeah. he is.
The trash can would reject him.
He's the human Oscar the Grouch.
When Post the Grouch.
You see him juxtaposed to these puppets, you know, like Sesame Street and right. young and innocent and sweet and yeah. colorful. And then Post Malone literally has gold all in his mouth and tattoos all over his face.
He's got a beard now?
Yeah. And then like this is a little bit of a beard. And he does not, he's not wearing the hat in the actual
thing. Oh, he's not.
Thing,
oh. But which he probably should have.
I think might shield some yeah. of the scary.
The scary.
You know, if he wears the hat. But anyway.
Put him in the trash can.
I love the message. I love that he did it. I think it's wonderful that he's, you know, that's it's a very positive thing. And he sounds great doing it. It's just when you see it, you're like, oh my God.
He doesn't sound, if you didn't know what he looked like, he does not sound like the guy singing a song. My mom, who was at the time was 70, she's like in her 70s.
Uh-huh.
I was visiting Rhode Island and we were driving down the street and Post Malone circles came on. She goes,
Ooh.
I just love this song when it comes on. Uh-huh. It's like, you know, he's just singing regular. He's just like, you know, there's no rapping or anything. I'm like, yeah, you like him? He's like, yeah. I'm like, here's his other song that was a big hit. You know what I'm saying? And it sounded like a harder hip hop song, like, you know, we are better now, better now. And she's like, oh my gosh, what is this? I'm like, the same singer. No, Jason, you don't know. I'm like, Mom, I'm on the radio.
Yes, I did.
If anyone knows songs, it's Jason.
She goes, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because he's so diverse in how he
sings.
Diverse.
He is diverse.
Whether it's country. He knows he can play tons of instruments. I think he can play the drums. I think he can play the guitar. He writes some rap. I said to, remember we had the thing and we were listening all the best.
The most influential musicians.
I was like Chuck Berry. And one of my final one was Post Malone because he's crossed over and he has a different style and everything else.
He does. He fits wherever he goes. And he's so talented. I think your kids are going to have a lot of questions when they're watching.
What's on his face, mommy?
They're watching Sesame Street and they're going to be like, what is that?
You're trying to get your kids to brush their teeth. Like, why is teeth gold? Yeah.
So I'm happy
it sounded
he did
good,
it, though.
Yeah, man. My son's right around 15. He all of a sudden, he discovered Post Malone.
Oh,
he's like, Post Malone's the GOAT.
Because
He's more than a Drake and Kanye. He likes both. He likes Kanye more. And he was like, oh, just this, like 2 days ago, Post Malone's the man. And I go, yeah, that song White Iverson kind of put him on the map. And then as a rapper, he goes, what's that? I'm like, you got a lot to learn, my friend. Sit down, grasshopper. Sit down. You don't even know. Uh-huh. He said, well, too much country. I'm like, he does it all.
He does.
He does it all.
Yeah. And lives in a bunker full time.
Yeah.
Right?
In Utah.
Isn't Isn't he still in the bunker?
He has a bunker.
In Utah.
Yeah. I don't think he lives there permanently, right?
I don't know.
I thought that's just an emergency thing if we get bombed.
I thought he goes there to drink Bud Light and play video games.
I think he goes down there, yeah. But I think it's also protect you in a nuclear war or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gets both.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very talented.
So look for that Sesame Street and Post Malone. It was the combo we didn't know we wanted or needed. Post Malone performing with Elmo.